Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I wanted to expand on an idea we were talking about yesterday, how I think the lizard people, to use a term that Tom Woods uses all the time, I got to give him a hat tip on that one. There's just no better way to describe them, is there, than the lizard people. The lizard people, I think, are going to start targeting Elon Musk. Now, you can have whatever view that you want of Musk, but his most recent purchase of Twitter, taking it private, I think is going to put the target on his back from the global elite, or as Tom Woods more appropriately describes them, as the lizard people. So let's go over to this story from CNBC, and we'll kind of try to think this through to see how this may play out in the future. And one thing, by the way, that I found very interesting is, actually, let's go to the homepage prior to checking out this article. Hopefully it'll still be highlighted, but if it's not, that's no big deal. I'll just kind of wing it here. And, oh shoot, did they change the homepage up on me? They had a story from Jeff Bezos, where Bezos was saying, well, now that Elon Musk owns Twitter, is China going to basically run Twitter? Because China has Tesla, or Elon Musk, by the short hair, let's say. That was basically the gist of what he was saying. And then he just got hammered on Twitter for saying that, because, as you could imagine, I mean, people are going to go after him because, I mean, like, China doesn't have any leverage over Bezos and Amazon. I mean, come on. Like 90% of the things that are made on Amazon come from China. And then to say that China doesn't have any control over the Washington Post, I mean, you could make the exact same argument. So they had that article on here somewhere, but that was basically the gist of it. People like Bezos, who I would put him in the global elite World Economic Forum category, are starting to go after Elon Musk, which we've seen the mainstream media start to do. And this all makes a lot of sense to me. Now, I think what's very interesting, though, and another story I'm trying to find that was just here and isn't here anymore, is Jack Dorsey, the guy that actually started Twitter. He came out and said that he thinks that basically Elon Musk is the guy for the job, and that if anyone can make it happen at Twitter, it's going to be Elon Musk. So the reason I think this is interesting is because, most of you know, Dorsey left Twitter about 5 months ago to pursue investments in cryptocurrency. And I know he's a big fan of Bitcoin. He was just at the Bitcoin conference, which would lead you to believe that although he started Twitter and he was the CEO while they were censoring a lot of people, behind the scenes, he might have been doing that because he was held hostage by his employees, maybe held hostage by the board. I think there may be something to that. But then as soon as he gets done, or as soon as he quits the Twitter gig, now all of a sudden he's kind of attacking these people like the mainstream media. I know he was attacking, I believe it was the Washington Post. He was going over the New York, he was going after the New York Times. He was just really pointing out their hypocrisy. And so I think it's fascinating how, as soon as he quits, now all of a sudden he's more on team libertarian, or team free speech, free market capitalism, sound money, freedom, liberty, etc. And it seems like, and again, I say that with hesitancy, because who knows what Elon Musk's true intention is here, but it seems like Elon is kind of now playing that same role that he moved his company to Texas, as an example. He's been talking about crypto, although it's Shiba Inu and Dogecoin and whatnot. But it still seems like he's kind of the anti-global elite, and that Dorsey is kind of in that group where the Bezos types, the Benioff types, they're more, you know, by the way, Mark Benioff bought Time magazine, just so you know. So if you're kind of wondering why a lot of these articles lately have been very pro World Economic Forum talking points, with time, it's because, most likely, in my opinion, because Benioff bought Time. And then you've got Bezos buying the Washington Post. So it seems like we're kind of setting things up as though you've got team kind of, I hate to say liberty and freedom and free market capitalism, because I wouldn't go that far with Musk or with Jack Dorsey. But you've got team that's more free speech, let's say, and more libertarian. And then you've got team global elite central planners, authoritarians, and kind of the lizard people. So now let's get into this article that I think further illustrates the angle that the mainstream media is going to take. And it's not that bad right now as far as how they're presenting this, but I think it's going to get far worse in the future. And within the next 6 months or a year, Elon's going to be public enemy number one of the media. And they're going to make him out to be the 2022 version of Rockefeller and the modern day robber baron in the United States. So key points here, pretty straightforward, that Twitter agreed to a $44 billion buyout. Tesla CEO shared little about the plans. That makes a lot of sense. Unclear who will lead the company. Okay, fair questions. And let's, oh good, my highlights are still here. So the first thing I wanted to go over is who will be on the board. So currently, and I didn't know this prior to looking at this article, the board of directors is led by Salesforce co-CEO Bret Taylor. So who is the other CEO with Salesforce? I just mentioned him. Everyone's favorite mini-me Klaus acolyte, Mark Benioff. And Mark Benioff is as high up in the World Economic Forum global elite as you can get. I mean, he is, I hate to be vulgar, but no one sucks up to Klaus more than Benioff. Let's just put it that way. So it would lead you to believe that Bret Taylor, and I don't know him, but I think it might be safe to assume that he shares some of the views of Mark Benioff. Maybe he's just as bad. Maybe he's better. But I know when I partnered in business, which I did a couple times, the guys I partnered with, I mean, we didn't plan it this way, but they pretty much had the exact same worldview as I had. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why the partnership works, because at the end of the day, a business partnership, especially if you're co-CEO, I mean, that's like a marriage. It sounds funny to say that, but it is. It really is. You're probably spending more time actually with that person than you're spending with your wife or your husband. So you've got to see eye to eye with that person, which again would lead me to believe that Bret Taylor has very similar views to Mark Benioff, which would make a lot of sense as to why Twitter was going in the direction of censorship. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Because I can guarantee you, Benioff is all about censoring misinformation and disinformation or whatever narrative Klaus and the global elite are trying to push. So he was, instrumental in setting up this poison pill that they were talking about to try to fend off potential hostile takeovers from Musk. Well, that worked well. Good job, Brett. That came after Musk reneged on the agreement to join the board. Musk gets his chance to wipe the slate clean. So if I was Musk, this is definitely what I would do. I would fire, the board would be done. Everyone would be gone. I don't want, not just because Brett might have the same view as Benioff, but you got to start scratch here. And you've got to have a board that's going to have the same worldview. And I think that if you look at the board of Tesla, I mean, Musk does that to an extreme. And I think this is maybe a reason to be critical of Musk in regards to Tesla, because pretty much the board of directors are just his lapdogs. He's got his brother in there and everything. So we'll have to see what he does with Twitter. But I thought that was very, very interesting that the co-CEO of Salesforce, which is basically just a pawn of the World Economic Forum and Benioff, was in charge or the head of the board of directors for Twitter. That makes a lot of sense now. So Twitter said the company is being acquired by an entity wholly owned by Elon Musk. And this author says that says nothing about how much control Elon Musk will exert. Okay, but he owns the whole thing. So most likely he'll exert quite a bit of control. And then I think this is just, wow, talk about being completely obtuse here. The author, or this journalist, quote unquote, says, will he take the Jeff Bezos approach with the Washington Post and allow an independent management team to run the operations? Give me a break. As if Jeff Bezos has nothing to do with any of the articles in the Washington Post whatsoever. He has nothing to do with the editorial decisions at the Washington Post. I mean, come on. Who believes this nonsense? How could the journalist actually say this out loud and think that anyone that reads this is going to be like, oh yeah, Jeff Bezos takes that hands-off approach. And that's why the Washington Post is so objective in their reporting. That's got to be it. Come on. So it goes on to say the answer will go a long way to knowing what to expect from the content moderation. Okay, well, and here, notice they call it content moderation. This is how the media is now setting up censorship. So instead of saying that they're anti-free speech or that they are pro-censorship, which is exactly what they are, they're saying, oh, no, we're pro-free speech. But obviously, we think there should be content moderation. The Orwellian phrases continue indefinitely, don't they? And whether the, going back to the article now, and whether the many high-profile people who have been kicked off the site will soon return. Trump said that he won't, by the way, but we'll see. So then they go on to bring up some of the things that we were discussing yesterday about, you know, who's going to moderate the content. And, you know, who is Musk going to keep on board? Who is he going to fire? I definitely think he's going to have some internal problems there with employees for at least the next 6 months or a year. And then this journalist goes on to say, who will he let everyone stay on Twitter? Meaning content moderation, in other words, censorship, is important in keeping a social network from becoming a dumpster fire. Free speech for private corporations doesn't have to mean what it does for the First Amendment. And this is how they're really kind of tap dancing around the issues. And they're trying to use these mental gymnastics to claim that they're definitely for pro-speech or for free speech. But, it's way different when it comes to Twitter. And I think what's ironic here, for those of you who are my age, you remember when these same people in the mainstream media were talking about, censoring the lyrics on like Eminem songs and whatnot. And although that may be coming down from the government, I think that the first lady, but I think Barbara Bush was really kind of spearheading that. But, you know, let's just assume that that would have come down from Sony Records or whatever. Do you think the media back then honestly would have said, oh, well, it's a private corporation, so yeah, go ahead and let them censor whatever they want to out of that the next Eminem song? And of course not. So it's a double standard, and you guys know that. I'm preaching to the choir here. So then they go on to say, who does Musk keep if he removes content moderation, meaning the fact checkers and the censors? A lot of employees suddenly deemed irrelevant. Does the Musk army become Twitter's workforce? And again, you know, it's the tone, just kind of sarcastic. And I think this is just the beginning, guys. It's going to, this is going to be like a snowball effect, you know, where it's going downhill and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger as far as the target that Musk has on his back and how the mainstream media demonizes him. And again, I'm not saying that he's pure as the driven snow by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just simply stating that, in my opinion, they are going to try to make him out to be like a Russian oligarch or like Putin, or they're going to try to make him out to be the modern day robber baron. And therefore, you know, he's going to be, I think, public enemy number one. All right, there you go. So we'll have to see how this plays out with the lizard people on one side, and then with Musk and Jack Dorsey and all the other people who are trending, let's say, towards freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.